Now it's time for our album of the week with RN's Paul Gough. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good. And Paul, what have you chosen for us this week?
Now, I've chosen something that came out a little earlier this year, but it is deserving of our refocus. It's a chap by the name of Pokey Lafarge, which is fascinating in itself. I would love to come up with a great pseudonym to the next party.
It's memorable, isn't it?
It certainly is. And this chap is almost as if he's walked off the TARDIS straight out of the 1930s or off a Coen Brothers film set. His music has the whiff of nostalgia about it, but that doesn't mean it's novelty. It's, as he calls it, music that never went away. It's not a retro style that he's seeking. And he was brought up by grandparents that on one side played the banjo, one grandfather, the other was a historian, and so he gave him a very rich history of American culture. And so Pokey has decided that he wants to look forward, but he loves the music and the clothing even of the era of the 30s.
Mm. How would you describe this music? Is it blues or roots?
Well, it certainly looks at music from that era. So it's looking at ragtime, jazz, country blues and swing. And that all sort of comes together into this melting pot that is an homage, but yet, as I said, a forward look at and a reinvigorating, as it were, of music of that era.
And I understand that one of his big promoters is Jack White of the White Stripes. This is an odd pairing, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. If you really listen to the music of Jack White, he honours that music of the past. I mean, obviously, he has a much stronger emphasis on the rock element, but there's a very rich blues tapestry within his work. And Jack was apparently driving along the road listening to AM radio and heard the sounds of Pokey. And that really, I think, has been a turning point for this young man's career, because Jack White invited him to record on a solo album with him to open for a lot of his performances. And then just this last year, Jack signed him to his own Third Man label. And the exciting thing, and one of the reasons why I was interested in sort of revisiting his album, he's coming to Australia early next year. And I think that this is the kind of music that's infectious, and I think in a live setting will just be fantastic.
So, Paul, tell us about the track that you've chosen for us today.
The track's called Central Time, and if anything, it speaks of his love of his heritage. He was brought up in St. Louis, Missouri, and once again, it looks in a forward sense. He sings in this ye oldie style, but he talks about he doesn't worry if the world doesn't like him. He's happy to be in the middle of America, and he's proud of it.
Let's take a listen.
The Missouri is my right arm, the Ohio is my left. But I'm living on the Mississippi River where I like life the best. I don't mind the West Coast, and I don't mind the East Coast. Oh, baby, but I ain't gonna live on no coast. I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy. I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy. Just getting by on Central Time. Just getting by on Central Time. I'm getting by on Central Time. Just getting by on Central Time. Yeah, getting by on Central Time.
It's hard to suppress a jig there, or at least a tap of the toes. That's Pokey Lafarge. It's his seventh album, self-titled, and it's our album of the week. And that track was called Central Time. And our thanks to Paul Gough, who'll be presenting Inside Sleeve on RN over the summer. It's 8 minutes to 9.